You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine on WYLL. I'm Chris Berube. Earlier this week, the University of Illinois announced that it is considering opening an institute on campus financed by the Chinese government. The Confucius Institute would be focused on Chinese language and culture and would be paid for by a $150,000 a year grant from the Chinese Ministry of Education. Now, there are similar Confucius Institutes all across the United States. In fact, there are a couple in Chicago and on other university campuses in the Midwest, and their stated goal is to promote Chinese culture and language to Americans and other foreigners. But they've been somewhat controversial. Some people have been uncomfortable with the idea of working so closely with the Chinese communist government, and some have even gone so far as to say the Confucius Institutes are a covert means of spying. Joining me now on the phone is Wolfgang Schlur. He is the Interim Associate Provost for International Affairs and Interim Director of the International Programs and Studies at the U of I. Do I have all of your titles, sir?
Yes, you do.
Okay, terrific. And you have been involved with this proposal about the Confucius Institute, is that right?
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about, like, what is the proposal that's being tabled?
So the proposal is to set up a Confucius Institute in some ways similar to other Confucius Institutes that have been established at universities in the United States as well as elsewhere in the world. It will focus on two broad areas. One is to enhance community outreach for Chinese language instruction and cultural and Chinese cultural education, working with local schools, libraries, etc. It will also set up a research center to conduct research on Chinese language testing. There's some existing work going on in the College of Education, and so that research will be based in the College of Education, working with faculty and researchers who have expertise on that.
So the Confucius Institute itself, you alluded to the fact that there are quite a few of them across the United States and in other places. As I understand them, these are institutes that are set up as a partnership between an academic institution and another institution in China or the Chinese state to sort of raise cultural awareness about China and educate people about it. Is that right?
That is correct. There are really three partners. You know, one is the, of course, the funding agency, which is called Hanban. It's a unit of the Chinese Ministry of Education, and then there is a Chinese partner institution that's usually a university, and then the local hosting institution. So, in this case, our campus.
So why here? I mean, there is a Confucius Institute in Chicago, and there are, you know, quite a few in this area. Why one at the University of Illinois here in central Illinois?
I think there is, you're quite right, there is one in Chicago. There are actually two in Chicago, one at the University of Chicago, the other one with the Chicago Public Schools. They all focus on different things. You know, clearly the one in the public schools works with Mandarin and Chinese culture programs in the school district. The one in Chicago, I believe, focuses on also on research, but of a different on different topics. And the idea of having one here in Champaign-Urbana is, first of all, we do have a sizable community here that will benefit from increased outreach and resources in Chinese language and culture education. And as a matter of fact, we have already received interest from local schools to help out with their Chinese language programs. But the other reason is that in focuses on the research topic. We are a center for this type of research, and there is no other Confucius Institute that deals with specifically Chinese language testing and developing validation of these kinds of tests. So it is really filling a gap, not just geographically, because Chicago is, after all, a few hours away, but also in terms of the topics it focuses on.
Now, in terms of Chinese specifically, why is it so important right now to be learning Chinese? Like, why is this kind of an imperative that the institution needs to take on?
I wouldn't say it's an imperative. I think it's a response to a clear demand in the community. There has been a lot of interest among students to study Chinese, and very often schools do not have the types of resources to deliver that. I actually believe that the Urbana School District has benefited from a visiting instructor also funded by Hanban, the Chinese Ministry of Education, who's been in residence and has been teaching high school students there. And so that indicates that there's clearly a demand in the community and a need for it. And I think the community outreach aspect of the Confucius Institute shows that the campus is responsive to that.
Now, I'd feel remiss if I didn't bring this up. I know you've probably been hearing some people who might be a little uncomfortable with working with an arm of the Chinese government. Some conspiratorially minded people have even suggested that some Confucius Institutes might, not be entirely benevolent in purpose. Some have made the accusation that they might have some involvement in monitoring Chinese students in America, though, as I understand it, there is no evidence for that claim. How have you been responding to people who have felt a little uncomfortable with working with the Chinese government on something like this?
Yes, I mean, I'm certainly aware of that controversy, we've certainly seen that on many other campuses, especially at this stage in the process. And what I would say to that is the evidence, to my knowledge, really has not borne out. I've talked to many colleagues who work on campuses and oversee Confucius Institutes there, where there was initial concern among the faculty about the setup of these institutes. As you said, there really hasn't evidence of more nefarious motivations. It's Confucius Institutes are not set up out of complete altruism. I think the Chinese government does want to increase knowledge, awareness of Chinese culture and Chinese language, just like Germany sets up Goethe Institutes to increase German language proficiency around the world, and the Alliance Française does the same for French, and many countries have similar institutions, maybe not as large a number, but I think the motivation is really the same. And I would also say that this is a project that will be evaluated and carefully observed. And if it were to turn out that some problems occur, we can, of course, change course in the future. But I do not expect that.
When would the Institute be open if the proposal goes through?
If the proposal goes through and all the approvals are obtained, I think it will take just a few months to actually set up the institute. So I'm actually not familiar with the exact timeline. Board of Trustees and Illinois Board of Higher Education have to also approve this the proposal to establish the institute. But after that, I perhaps this will happen later this spring or early summer. We should be able to set up the institute perhaps before the beginning of the next academic year.
Well, Dr. Schlur, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're very welcome.
You can listen to all of our interviews from the Afternoon Magazine on our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Chris Berube, and this is the Afternoon Magazine. Stay with us.